Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev B'tzion, based on the Torah of Marenu Rabbeinu, the Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita. Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol because of the nes that happened on this Shabbos, that everyone took a seh for his Pesach, and the teeth of the Mitzrim was blunted. They saw the Jews shechting their God. But despite that, they didn't protest. And the Jews were able to do that. The Rama writes that there's a minhag to say the Haggadah on this Shabbos, the Gra, in the Bria Gra argues, and he says, don't say the Haggadah, because it says, Yachom Erish Chodesh Talmud Loimar, Lo Amarti Ela B'Shosh Ematzer Amor Menochem Lefonecha. So you have to only say it tonight, not earlier. So the question is that Yachom Erish Chodesh, I might think that you say it Erish Chodesh. So that's Mafkia Miklal Chiyuv. But why can't you say it as a minhag? The Gra objects to saying it as a minhag. What's the problem? Etzem kviat Hashem Shabbat Hagadol al Shem Hanes shenasah bo ta'un perush. All of Seder Yetzias Mitzrayim is mukaf benisim al gabi nisim eser makas kriyas yamsuf. So lamu dafka mines hazeh shlo nizkra afil hehejer b'Torah. It's unbelievable. We have so many different nisim. We make a nes, a zecher dafka for this nes of tying the taking the goyish, the Egyptian god, and shechting it. And it's not even mefurish in the Torah that they did that. So why do we have a zecher miyuchad? And ad kedei kach that some people even say the Haggadah. The Mak of Arov in Shmos Parakhes Patsukhov Beis, after Paris is to Moshe and Taran, Luchu Zivchu Lelohechem Boretz, it says, Veyomer Moshe Lanochon Lasus Kain Kiswavas Mitzrayim Nizbach Lashem Elokeinu, He Nizbach Es Tuavas Mitzrayim Lenem Lois Kalunu. It's not the right thing to do. It's an abomination of the Mitzrim. We're sacrificing the Toev of Mitzrayim, the abomination of Mitzrayim, to Hashem. If we do that, they're not going to stone us, Rashi says. Yiras Mitzrayim. By us, it's a Toev, it's an abomination. And by them, it's their God. But in the end, that's what they did. So what's the taina of Derech Shel Shishyom Melech? It's not the correct thing to do, to shecht it in front of the Egyptians' eyes. That's the end. That's exactly what they did. Yitzis Kal Yisrael, the Avir Olam Belil Pesach, is called a Leda. Vaser Ma'amaris Nivra Olam Ateva. By the Aseres Hadibros, we created a world of Avoda for the Oved. An Olam because of the Atem Kriyam Adam Besech Olam Ateva. In Pesach we were born. But before that, we have the Asara Ma'amaris, which created the world of nature. And through the Aseres Hadibros, we have the world of Avoda. That's how we serve Hashem. A world of Atem Kriyam Adam, to be the highest level of man, in the world of nature. Between the Asara Ma'amaris and the Aseres Hadibros were the Ten Makas. It's known from the Kadmonim, it's brought by the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. Pachat Yitzchok Mem Zayin Dalit, that the Eser Makas are the transition from the Asara Ma'amaris of Briyas Olam, the ten utterances with which God created the world, to the Aseres Hadibros of Matan Torah. The ten Makas are Bittel and Hagas HaTeva, the Bittel of Asara Ma'amaris. Ukil Lekicha B'Chazara Shel Olam HaTeva Shel Adam HaTivi, B'Chdei Lachzor V'Lita In Olam Shel Aseres Hadibros Laivei. It's like we're taking the world of nature back, of natural man, in order to give him the ten dibros to serve Hashem, to the avod of Atem Kriyam Adam. And that Atem Kriyam Adam, the highest level of man, is born when? On Tesvav at Chatzos. And that's our Leda. So we have the ten makas, which transitioned us into that world of the ten dibros. Takes us from the world of Teva to the world of Avodas Hashem. And this was born, we were born on Tesvav when the end of the Aseres HaMakos. Now we're ready for the Aseres HaDibros. Leida is when you come out from your source, Yitzia Me'amakar. Every Leida is a Pegisha Shel Adam Hayotze La'avir Olam in Makaro V'Shorasho. Person goes into the world, he goes into the world of Teva, and that's where he's Shaykh. Man before Man Torah, man of the Asara Ma'amaris, was Kula Teva. The Adam Atem was Makabal the Aseres HaDibris. Adam Shel Avodas Hashem V'Kiyum Mitzvosav, who has Koach Shlita La Teva. So he's living in this world of Teva. Bilu Nisim Al Tevi, and Nisim are Al Tevi. Are above man's understanding, above man's control. The man of nature is the man of the Asara Ma'amaris. And this man of nature went to be Makabal the Aseres HaDibros, to rise above nature, to be an Ovid. So this is our Yitzia. When we were born on Tesvav Nisan, from the world of Asara Ma'amaris and the world of nature, transitioning into the world of above nature, of being an Eved Hashem. So normally when man is born, he's born into the world of nature, that's his world. Now we're born into the world of the supernatural, because that's our world. It's the world of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban explains that the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim come to establish this Emunah. She'ena olam kadmain, aliyesh l'olam Elohim mechad shay. The Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim come to establish that the world didn't always exist. There was somebody who created the world, and he can change nature as he wishes, as he wills. Miracle shows God's ability, that he rules over everything, nothing can stop him. And that's against those kofar mutayna that the world always existed. And there's no shlita, there's no chiddush, there's no anhaga. So we're not talking about this superficial, absurd kfira that the world created itself. How silly is that? Such an idea. The kfira is to say that after the creation, there's no more connection between God, the creator, and the creation, between God and the world. So that's the kfira that Yitzias Mitzrayim is coming lafuke. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still actively involved in the world. We start our Seder at Tfila Baruch She'omar B'Haya Ha'olam. Not Haya Ha'olam, Ela Omar B'Haya Ha'olam. Our Shaychus Arvod in this world, Nogatu Mityacheset La'omar B'Haya Ha'olam. Since God said and the world came into being, God can also change it. In the same way he said and the world came into being, he can also change things as he wishes. That's the Amuna that we have at Yitzias Mitzrayim. As the Ramban explains, we're in this world with our Koach HaBechira. And we act with our Koach HaBechira. And we might think that anything that precedes our Koach HaBechira isn't Nogea, doesn't exist. And that's what they're regala to us here, that there's something before our Koach HaBechira, that God created the world. We meet the Shorash of our Bechira. We have Bechira, God is Bechira, he gives us Bechira also. And that's Bechinas Leida that we have on the night of the 15th. Like Chazal say, Kishomait Uber Me Imo Mechilta De Rabbi Yishmael and Bishalach. Like taking a fetus from his mother's womb, Goy Mikarev Goy, Dvarim 434. So through the 10 Makas, Klal Yisrael comes out Lavir Olam. It's like before man is created, before the true man is created. And then man comes out into the world, Atem Kuriyam Adim. That's the true man. The true man now is, like we said, Gemara says Niavamis, Kriya Madam. And that's on the night of the 15th. By the Karbanos, it says, Shiro Ketzavoyz ki Yavale Vayashiv Yam Tachas Imai, Umiyama Shmini Vahali Yeratzi Le Karban. So we know that a carbon has to wait 7 days. The 8th day, it's fitting to be a carbon. Marin Chulin learns Tachas Imoi Prat Li Yosei. In other words, in order to be makriv as a carbon, we require that it have a that the mother be alive, the mother of this carbon. Or then I'll call upon him. The mother should have lived at least Sha'achas Tachas Imo. We need the chiyus of the mother at least Sha'achas. But if the mother died right away, and the child, the carbon never had a mother, the mother died at right birth, it's no good. But kachim, we require that the behemoth should live the kol hapachos momentarily with the source of its life. This parish of Shoro Kesev is the opening up to the parish of the Moadim, and it's like a hakadama. And that's also how we start reading in the Moed from this parasha. Because the Moedim are a meeting with the Me'ein Olam Haba Kavanas HaBriya, the Makor. Moed means meeting. We're meeting with the source of the Briya. The Koach HaBechira has to meet with, has to connect to the Shorish HaMakor HaBechira Lamala. That's Bechinas Aim. That's the beginning of the Kriya of the Moedim. That the animal has to have a mother, it has to have a source, it has to be able to connect to its source. Just like on the Moed, that's what we do, we connect to our source. We connect to the source of our free choice, that we make the right choices. Geula is also called Al Shem Aleida, Chevle Mashiach, like it says in Isaiah 26, Yud Zayin, K'mohara takriv l'ledes tochil tizak v'chavaleo. Like a pregnant woman comes close to giving birth, and she screams in her birth pangs. Talking about Mashiach. When Chizkiyahu HaMelech sends to Yeshaya Navi, Yishadam from Beis Tzara, Sancheri was coming, he said, Ki bo banim ad mashber v'koach ein l'leda. The children have come to the birthing stool, and there's no power to give birth. Shaya 37:3. Rashi says, the children of God, there's not enough schuyos. In other words, there was another laid over here. Laid us Adam Ashalim. And that comes from the source that's above Tfisis Adam. And without Koach HaMolid, there can't be a Leida. So that was the Tfilah here. Bo Banim Ad Mashbir B'Koach Ein LaLeida. We need a special Koach Lamala to give birth. And this was supposed to be Mashiach. This was supposed to be a new birth of a new world. And therefore you have to connect to the source. You need koach to connect to the source to create this new world. So to unkach him, you have to connect to the source, tachas ima. Rege echa tachas shorsha. Going back to Shabbos HaGadol, the nitzim of the Yetzer Makos, it was in order to bring out the atem kriya madam to the avir ha'olam, to the world. But Yud Nisan was different. The other nisim were on Hagash HaMalei B'tzura Nisis. The nes of Yud Nisan was the avoda that was given to the Ove, the beginning, and the achan of the avoda was from the 10th of Nisan, like Rashi writes at the beginning of Chumash Lo Yitzrach L'Aschel Mechodesh Zalachem. The Torah is Torah. That's Torah L'maisa. Here in the parish of Korban Pesach, that's Atzcholot HaAvoda. So we have a Chodesh Zalachem. That's the beginning of the teaching. And the beginning of the Avod is Avod of Karban Pesach, Yud Nisan. This is where the molid is mislava mischaber laoved. This is where the one who's giving birth connects to the one who's serving. Shabbos haGadol is betzir shel Gadol omid al gabav shamolid omid al gabiz shehoilid umishamro misayo. Kam tochan anes kan shoni mishar nisim lo ira lemitzrayim ezen nega umaka el shayu shineim shel amitzrim keos lo imanu mehem lo mudaver siluk bechirasim. So here God is like giving birth to us, and he's helping us along the way, and we're starting our avoda. This is the beginning of the avoda. Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping us begin our avoda. And it wasn't a nega, it wasn't a maka. Their teeth were blunted, they didn't say anything, they didn't have bechira. So there was an ikuv, there was a holding back of the Bechira of the Mitzrim in order to bring out to the world the Baal Bechira, the true Baal Bechira. Here is Tzeruf Makar HaMoylidim HaNoylat. Avoydis HaKrobes Korban Pesach Yikuf Leidas Yisrael. V'imokom HaPegisha Shal Oved Hashem HaYotze El Oilam Im Sharashay. So this is where we get to get together with our molit. This is where we start our avoda. This is where we begin our birth, which concludes on the 15th of Nisan. At Sof Leidus Kal Yisrael. But this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the avoda. The mitzvim don't have bechira, and that brings out the true Bali bechira in the world, Kal Yisrael. So those who are knowing on Shabbos HaGadol to say that Gadol, like the Minhag Rama brings, that means that the yichud shela adam azeh koach hadibur shela, we're unique that we can use our koach hadibur. Am zi yatzartu li tilas yisapelu. Am Yisrael was created to praise God. Yishayim mem gimu chaf aleph. And therefore we speak, we relate, we praise. And that's the amiras hagadu shel Pesach me'avodim hayinu. But ledas hagra, so that's the Das HaGra is income to a great El Hafka. Those who say the Haggadah, so this is the time, already now we have to use our Koach HaDibur to praise Hashem. Already now from Yud, that's the Minhag. We have to already praise Hashem earlier. And the Gra says it's not a Ptur, it's a Hafka, meaning it's not enough Yachol Merosh Chodesh, I might think. You're not allowed to say from Rosh Chodesh. You have to say B'shoah Shematzer Mar Menachem Lefanecha. Because I'll say that as long as the Uber's been Me'imo, he can't speak. And once he goes to Avir Olam, it's opened up and now he can talk. U'b'matzev Zeh Shelifnei Sheyotzei, it doesn't mean he's not M'chuyev L'daber, he's no Rishus. So that's what the Gra says is in Bavur Zeh. We weren't born yet, so we don't have a mouth yet. We can't speak. We're still in the mother's womb. The Etzem Hadibur is misnaged b'kol ha'meduber. B'Shabbos HaGadol, the Gadol is adayin omed al-gabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still on top of us. We're not ready yet. So if we speak, it's like going against what we're saying. Because what we're saying is that we're only born on Tesvav, so we don't have the power to speak yet. We're still in God's hands. So it's a hafka. Now allowed to say the Hagadol. That's the Korah. Ramah says no. Ready now, you start praising. This is the beginning of the Avodah. Beginning of the Bechira of Adam Atem. That's what Moshe says to Pharaoh. Lo nochon lasses ken ketuav as Mitzrayim nizbach l'shem l'keinu. Hei nizbach as tuav as Mitzrayim l'neim lo yiskalunu. When we're Paul b'shlitasenu, avoyde shalanu as bivadai shlo nochon lasses ken lezvoch tuav as Mitzrayim. Ki yishlocho shl yiskalunu. Yilo akrab as akrab in Pesach shoyne. So, when we're Paul in our shlita, in our avoyde, so you can't be Zavech to Avas Mitzrayim. They're going to stone us. But Korban Pesach is different. That's Me'an Hagas Hashkach El Yona. That's Mikoch Gadol Omer Al Gabov. God is on top of us. God's watching us. Le'nochoin Lasis. Correct or not correct, because that's Talin Arpulas. But here it's Gadol Omer Al Gabov. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching over us. Parashat Shemos, it says, Ki lo kenashim ha-mitzir ha-sevriyas ki chayus heina. They have a special koich of halada. When we go, the Jewish women have a special koich of halada, of giving birth, and we go towards Gulas Mitzrayim. There's also a koich ha-molid. Ki chayus heina, there's this life force that's behind us. Bo'obonim ad-mashbir v'koich ein l'leida. We came to this point of crisis. We don't have koach to give birth, or we're mitzape, that the koach haleda should come, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us this push, and we should be able to have this koach haleda and be born, the birth of Tkufas HaMashiach. In Hala Gadol we say, Halu Hashem Hashem, Halu Avdei Hashem. In Hala Mitzri, first is Halu Avdei Hashem, and afterwards is Halu Hashem Hashem. We have Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hey. First we say Halu Hashem Hashem in the first pasuk, and then Avdei Hashem. But in the Halu we say, we call Halu Mitzri, first we say Halu Avdei Hashem, and then Halu Hashem Hashem. And the idea is that in the Halu Gadol, we say already in the next parak, Kuf Lamed Vav, we say 26 times Ki Lolam Chazdo, connected to 26 Dairis, from Bria Sa'olam to Matan Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanos and Bechazdo. So Halu Gadol is Neged Oysam HaDairis, Shekodmu L'Gemar HaLeida, so that's the 26 generations. So we start with Halu Hashem Hashem, and then we get the Halu Avdei Hashem. First is Shem Hashem, and only then, after 26 stories, we get to Avdei Hashem. Halu Mitzri is talking about the Yeshua that was done. So there, the Iker Nekuda is the Avoda, is the Oved. So we start with Halu Avdei Hashem, and then Halu is Shem Hashem. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Flamet Tes, says, "Ein lecha mitzvah shematan tzara b'tzidah shein tchias ha-mesa tliyava." There's no mitzvah that's matan tzara, that has matan tzara inside of it, that's not totally in tchias ha-mesa. The Gemara says, "Mitzvah kibbut aveim," it says, "L'man yirichin amecha, shiloh hakein v'rach de yomim." It's talking about tchias ha-mesa, yom shkula tov. The rachamim shalech t'shalach ha-saim is that we shouldn't uproot the mother together with the nest. We should send the mother away. Don't take the tolada with the sharish. Don't take what comes out of the root with the root. And kibud avim is also shaykh to this inyan. Kibud avos is the shaykhus of the baal bechira with the makor of the bechira. And that's what gives us tchias ha-mesim, which is the sharish and the makor of everything, k'tsev ma'isim machshav tchila. So already God's machshava from the beginning was on tchias ha-mesim. So here also we have kibud avim gives you tchias ha-mesim, because you mishayach yourself to your sherish, to your makor. And also shalech to shalech ha-saim is also not to uproot the source together with the tolada. You have to make sure you can't uproot both of them together, because the source has to be shaykh to the tolada has to be shaykh to the source. So you have to send away the mother bird, but you can't take both of them together, because that's uprooting the sharish and the tolada. So to kibud avim is the sharish, is the tolada mimachavid the sharish, and that relates to tchias ha-mesim kasef ma'isim machshav tchila, connecting to the source. So that connects to what we've been talking about, that this was the birth of the Baalei Bechira, and we have to connect to the source of our Bechira, Gadol Omid Al Gabav. And that's the Shor Kesaways Ki Yavaldit. It's always weird. I was thinking, what does this have to do with anything, right? And the Yantif, what are you reading this for? Now we understand. Because it's connecting, it's kanavi yasam, tachasimo pratli yasam. have to be connected to your source, Makor HaChaim. Okay, sweet friends, it's Gevaldik. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.